Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Miracle Morning for Real Estate Agents. It's Your Time to Rise and Shine is a business-focused self-improvement book written for real estate professionals who want a more disciplined and productive start to the day. Co-authored by Michael J. Maher with Hal Elrod, Michael Reese, Jay Kinder, and Honoree Corder. It adapts the broader Miracle Morning framework to the realities of real estate work, where irregular schedules, client demands, and constant pressure can make consistency difficult. The book is structured around the Lifesaver's Routine, a six-part morning practice built from silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. Rather than presenting sales scripts or market tactics, it argues that sustainable performance begins with personal habits, mindset, and daily structure. Its purpose is to help agents reduce stress, improve focus, and create a morning routine that supports both business growth and personal balance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the Lifesaver's Routine translates personal development into a daily operating system. The central framework of the book is the Lifesaver's Routine, which breaks the morning into six intentional practices: silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. What makes this structure useful is that it turns self-improvement into something concrete and repeatable, rather than vague advice about being more positive or organized. Each element addresses a different part of performance. Silence creates mental space, affirmations reinforce direction, visualization supports goal clarity. Exercise increases energy, reading keeps the agent learning, and scribing helps convert thoughts into action. In the real estate context, this matters because the job is often fragmented by calls, meetings, and unpredictable interruptions. The routine is meant to restore control before the workday begins. The book does not treat these practices as isolated habits. It presents them as a system that can be done in sequence and adapted to fit a busy schedule. That systems approach is one of the book's main strengths because it gives readers a workable framework instead of abstract encouragement. Secondly, why the book focuses on morning routine as a lever for real estate performance. The book's core argument is that how agents begin the day strongly shapes how they handle everything that follows. In a profession defined by competing priorities, a purposeful morning routine is presented as a way to create consistency before external demands take over. This is not just about feeling calm, it is about improving decision-making, reducing wasted energy, and starting the day with clearer priorities. Real estate agents often work in an environment where reactive behavior becomes the default, because client needs, lead follow-up, showings, and administrative tasks can quickly fill the schedule. By establishing a routine before that pressure begins, the agent is better positioned to act deliberately rather than defensively. The book also links routine to identity, suggesting that repeated daily choices shape the kind of professional a person becomes. That is an important distinction from productivity books that only focus on calendars or time blocking. Here, the morning routine is treated as the foundation for behavior, not just a motivational ritual. The practical implication is that small daily discipline can create more stable long-term performance. Thirdly, the use of a narrative format to make habit change feel personal and realistic, instead of presenting its lessons only as direct instruction. The book uses a story-driven format centered on real estate professionals facing burnout and dissatisfaction. That narrative choice matters because it makes the material feel grounded in the emotional and professional pressures that many agents actually experience. Readers are not simply told that they should improve their habits. They see characters wrestling with stress, poor balance, and frustration before discovering a new approach. This method helps the book avoid the dryness that can come with habit manuals or generic business guides. It also supports persuasion, because readers are more likely to internalize a routine when they can observe its effects in a relatable situation. The story format gives context to concepts like visualization and journaling, showing them as tools used by working professionals rather than abstract self-help exercises. At the same time, the narrative keeps the book accessible to readers who may not respond well to purely instructional writing. The result is a hybrid structure that blends inspiration with implementation, which is one reason the book has remained recognizable within the real estate and productivity niche. Fourthly, its emphasis on stress reduction and work-life balance rather than sales tactics, although the title places the book in a real estate setting. Its emphasis is not on lead generation, closing techniques, or negotiation strategy. Instead, it focuses on the conditions that make professional performance more sustainable: lower stress, better energy, clearer thinking, and more balanced daily rhythms. But that makes the book unusual among real estate titles, many of which concentrate on business systems or sales mechanics. Here, the underlying assumption is that output improves when the agent improves personally. The book, therefore, frames burnout as a business problem, not just a personal inconvenience. This perspective is especially relevant in a field where long hours and emotional labor can erode consistency over time. By encouraging exercise, reading, journaling, and mental preparation, the book offers tools that support resilience as much as productivity. Its practical value lies in helping readers create a routine that is compatible with both professional ambition and family life. For agents who feel overwhelmed by the pace of the industry, this focus may be more actionable than another book about scripts or marketing, because it addresses the daily conditions that undermine execution. Lastly, why the book appeals to agents seeking structure rather than more information. One of the book's most distinctive features is that it does not aim to add more real estate knowledge. Many agents already have access to advice about prospecting, listings, and client management, but still struggle to apply what they know consistently. This book targets that gap between knowing and doing. Its appeal comes from offering a repeatable framework for personal discipline rather than another layer of industry content. That is why it resonates with readers who feel stuck at a performance ceiling. The issue may not be a lack of information, but a lack of structure at the start of the day. The book's 30-day challenge format also supports behavior change by making the process time-bound and manageable. Readers are not asked to redesign their entire lives at once. They are encouraged to test a routine and observe its effects. This practical, incremental approach makes the book easier to adopt than broader motivational works. It stands out because it is tailored to real estate work while still being simple enough to implement immediately, which gives it a narrower but more usable purpose than many general self-help titles. In conclusion, this book is best suited for real estate agents, brokers, lenders, and other sales professionals who want a structured way to improve consistency, focus, and resilience. It will also be useful for readers who already understand the basics of productivity, but need a practical framework to make better use of their mornings. The main benefit is not technical real estate instruction. It is the disciplined routine built around the Lifesaver system, which helps readers connect personal habits to professional output. That makes it especially relevant for people whose workdays are disrupted by client demands and unpredictable schedules. Compared with many books in the real estate category, it stands out by addressing the human side of performance rather than the mechanics of selling. Compared with general self-help books, it is more specific about how the ideas apply in a high-pressure service profession. Its strength is that it translates a broad productivity philosophy into a focused routine for one demanding industry. For readers who want a clearer, calmer, and more intentional start to the day, it offers a simple but structured entry point. If you would like to support Michael J. Maher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.